USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A direct hit from Hurricane Ian has Floridians scrambling to prepare for the storm. Commanding Officer of the Coast Guard St. Petersburg Sector, Michael Kale, explains how the Coast Guard will be working to reopen ports in Florida once the storm has passed.
We'll do an immediate port assessment, see if there is damage, what kind of damage, if there are any spills resulting from either vessels that have been damaged or facilities that have been damaged. We'll be aggressively getting out to take care of that and mitigating any environmental impact. We'll be surveying the channels, make sure they're safe for vessels to come in and out.
Heavy rainfall is hitting Florida as the hurricane creeps toward the Sunshine State. A pro-life pastor whose arrest has gotten a lot of attention is pleading not guilty to the charges against him. Mark Hoke entering his plea in a Philadelphia courtroom after being arrested Friday. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.